Saga Egmont presents Read Between the Lies by Malcolm Duffy. Read by Sam Stafford and Alex Winkfield. To Tallulah. When truth is replaced by silence, the silence is a lie. Yevgeny Yevtushenko. Ryan, new arrival. I'm 45% scared, 45% excited. The other 10% is confusion. I wouldn't feel any of these things if he was just passing through. But he isn't. He's staying. Thanks to them and their situation, which is now our situation. Why did they have to go and do something so permanent? They didn't even bother asking me what I thought. Just went ahead and did it. My opinion, as usual, is worth less than an empty milk carton.
Get a shuffle on,
shouts Dad. I stand staring into my open wardrobe, not something I do very often. I normally decide on clothes in milliseconds, sometimes even faster. But today, I decide to choose carefully. Let him know what I'm like, who he's dealing with. After much rummaging, I find the perfect thing.
Ryan,
hollers Dad. Once he gets above a certain level, I know it's time to move. A loud voice is usually as bad as it gets. Maybe a glare. Sometimes a stomp.
What in God's name have you been doing up there?
He says, as I make my way downstairs. Getting ready? He lets fly a hoof. She's waiting by the front door, looking anxious, fiddling with her cuff.
We can't be late, Ryan, she says, exasperated. Not today.
Can't see how a few more minutes is going to make much difference. Certainly not to him. She sets the alarm, locks up, and we climb into Dad's car. He starts the engine, and she puts a hand on his. Together, they find first gear.
They look at each other and smile, trying to reassure each other everything will be all right.
Which it probably won't. We move off. Dad's car normally smells of damp socks and heat rub. Today, it smells as though we've crashed into a cosmetics department. She's made an extra large effort for the new arrival. Never seen her go to church, but if she did, imagine this is how she'd look. Tweed jacket, long skirt, smart shoes, earrings, pearls, hair neat and tidy. Considering where we're going, seems a total waste of time. She is Dad's girlfriend. He's way too old to have one of those. The term should cease to apply after 50.
She's not a girl, and is far more than a friend.
The people who write dictionaries should work on that.
You okay, sweet? Asks Dad.
That's new. Never heard him call Mam that. Called her a few other words. The type that would get you in trouble. That was mainly at the end.
I'm fine, Mark, she says, smiling at him.
Think he wants to smile back, but there's a busy junction coming up, and he's driving way faster than usual. Can feel me insides being squeezed like a damp towel. Not sure what the knot's doing there. I'm not the one who's done anything wrong.
Okay, Ryan?
She asks me that a lot. Always give her the same answer. Aye. Which is a lie so large it's borderline obese. I was okay before this happened. Stare out of the window at the houses. Bet the people in them don't have a life like mine, where things have turned upside down. All they've got to worry about is what to have for dinner. She glances nervously at her watch. I've definitely made them late. Feel a bit bad. We're getting closer. Can tell by the way her fidgeting has gone up a level. Must be weird for her. But it's weird for me too. I can see it up ahead. The squat, brown building. A shiver finds me spine. Dad flicks his indicator. The car turns. There in front of us. HM Young Offenders Institution. Feltham.
Tommy. Released. See you soon, pal, says the guy at the gate. Not in the mood for jokes. I grab my bag and walk outside. I'm out.